live in 3, 2, 1.
I know. You see.
All right, no. We got to be serious about this, all right, guys? So look, here's what's going on right now. There is some tea, some beef happening.
No longer beef.
Oh, wait, hold on. Let's.
So, like chicken.
Yeah.
It's been, I'd say chicken.
So, there's been some events that happened, like, what, 2 months ago? Yeah, like February.
February, March.
February.
Damn, that's a long time.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Seems so recent.
All right. So what? Let me explain. So, Kayla and Mark had a little beef, a little tea going on with them, and it wasn't intended to. You like at first we didn't really want to talk about it, or at least Kayla and Mark didn't want to talk about it.
Yeah,
didn't feel comfortable.
I mean, I didn't know.
Yeah,
I didn't know that she had beef with me.
But then Kayla, you felt what brought
Wait,
you?
They don't even know what's.
I know, but I just want to say, like, it's beef. Something we gotta build it up, you know, guys. We gotta make you like, okay. Gotta get that watch time. Right? No. But you finally like decided to share this with everyone.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Go DM her saying thank you because it was very brave of you. Okay. Anyways. So to give some context as to what happened, we're going to go back in time on a journey through the ages. Back in time.
To
October.
October of 2018.
October.
If you're going to spill everything.
Wait,
was it around the beginning of the podcast?
Yeah, around.
No. We should just start with what led up to it.
Exactly. All right. Well,
October?
Oh. Yeah. New revelations.
No, but that's with.
Does that even talk?
Okay. Sorry, I need to clarify. Okay, go.
So we're going back in time to October.
October, September.
Okay. Right, Mark, I'll let you narrate the story.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what was happening around this time?
The podcast. We're all forming the podcast.
You met Kayla, Isaac, or got closer to them?
Yeah. It's the first day, right? Where we're going to make the first episode. And then I see Kayla. And then, I know this is cliche, but you guys ever believe in love at first sight? I'm just kidding.
Didn't you think that I looked like that one character?
And I thought that was cute. No, I'm just kidding. No, it was funny. it was a joke.
From Mickey's house.
Yeah, okay.
It was a joke, but yeah, I saw her and then...
You liked her. You were like, wow, she's pretty.
I started catching feelings, you know, for Kayla.
Can we blame you?
Yeah. Oh. Kayla.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Right. So then that was October.
Yeah. We started talking, right? I asked you out.
In October?
Yeah. Or like on a date. On a date.
Not in October.
What do you mean?
January, March, April, September. I don't know the month.
It was, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes,
right?
I know what you're talking about.
It was that.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
We went on a date.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And this was like, so, can October?
It was October. About the date?
Yeah.
Okay, no. That's,
it was after school.
It was the month. Wait. Oh, that.
I was talking about that.
Okay. Oh, okay, that makes sense.
So, it's October. You meet Kayla. You see her. You're like, wow, she's pretty.
Yeah. I started texting her. I think I was texting you.
And then you ask her on a date.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right. And was that date, like, anything, like, major happened there? Any progression?
I mean, from what happened, like, after, I don't think so.
No? Okay. Yeah. So, no. We'll skip through that.
And then,
what?
All of you guys knew, right?
I think so.
By then? By October?
Yeah, I think by October we knew.
Yeah. The football game? Remember the football game?
What happened at the football game?
That's just when, like, I know I remember I was liking you during the football game.
Okay. So you still liked her good.
And then everybody everybody else knew about it.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure everybody else knew.
So then when did things progress a little more?
And then, I don't know what happened, but then we just, I don't know, it just stopped, right?
Yeah.
Do you know why?
No, I don't. I just know that we just stopped.
Yeah. I don't know why.
You think maybe it was just like both of you stopped trying? Or maybe one of you stopped trying?
Yeah. Oh, I think it's because I didn't see anything. I didn't see any like signs from Kayla. So I thought like she didn't like me back and that's why I stopped.
Ooh, Kayla, how do you feel about that?
I mean, did you?
I don't really blame him for, like, you know, stop talking to me, because at the time I was still kind of trying to figure things out, I guess, because I didn't know if I actually, like, liked him or if, like, it was just because
like who?
Him.
Who's him?
Mark.
Oh my god.
Okay, like, calm down.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was just kind of collecting my thoughts, like, trying to think into the future, like, is there actually something there?
And keep in mind that she hasn't had a relationship before.
That's true. Oh, that's true.
So then you asked her on another date, right?
Okay. But this was like...
That was long ago. That was just like the background information. Yeah. And then we stopped liking... Oh, I don't even know if you liked me.
Wait, during the football games?
Yeah, like October, like that era. You know, that
I think
time.
Maybe I did a little...
He's been wanting to hear that for months now, Kayla.
Any closure? Okay. But you stop?
Yeah, a little.
Because we both stopped.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you stop?
I tried to.
Oh, okay.
No, and then I started catching feelings again during December. December or November.
So, but no progression there.
No progression.
Just, you just liked it. All right. So November, December. Yeah. Nothing. Something I don't like remember happening. Huh? I don't remember anything happening there. Just kind of like us hanging out.
Did you guys start talking again?
What?
Did you guys start talking again in December?
No.
No? Oh,
okay. No. I think just something happened. Like, I was probably, like, alone with her while you guys were out. And then I started liking her again. Liking her. Hey, stuff happened.
You just liked her again.
Okay.
What?
When were we alone?
It was Netflix. We were on Netflix.
The drug?
Yeah, it was that. Yeah.
That's there was a drug show.
Yeah, yeah, we kind of bonded over a drug
there
show.
A drug show, yeah, not actual drugs.
Yeah, that's when I started liking her again.
Okay, yeah. So then you started liking her again.
Yeah, and then when did we start talking?
After that.
Yeah, was it January?
I don't
know. Where we were actually like talking.
I don't know. I genuinely don't remember the dates.
Yeah, I mean, like,
so. I'll try to remember.
It was a while ago.
It was probably January.
I mean, do you really need the dates? It's kind of a general overview.
Yeah, it's just a timeline. Just to keep up, because the timeline will come important.
Okay. Oh,
it does. Yeah.
That's true.
That's true.
Keep that in mind. Uh-huh. The timeline.
Foreshadowing.
Yes, it's some foreshadowing there.
And then I took you out to thrifting.
Again,
yeah. That was kind of like our first official date, because the other one was like...
That one didn't really.
It was just a hangout. Yeah. So this was the first official date. We went thrifting and then we tried Thai food. Or I took her out to Thai food. And then after that, we just stopped talking.
Oh.
Yeah,
it was kind of abrupt. It was weird. I tried to ask her out for a second date. The same day, but she was busy on the following weekend, and then I told her, like, if you want to hang out, just text me, hit me up, and you never did.
Ooh.
Okay, now let me say my side to that.
Yeah.
Why? So I remember you messaging me afterwards. You're like, "Oh, do you want to hang out that day?" And I was like, "No, I'm busy." And then I remember something like, "Oh, whenever you're free." But I didn't intentionally not respond. Uh-huh. You know, it slipped my mind. Like, that part of the whole conversation just didn't stick, I guess. So I didn't do it on purpose. I didn't respond on purpose. It wasn't like, oh, I don't want to hang out with him anymore. It was just, I forgot.
That makes sense.
So a case of forgotten texts.
Yes, yeah. It really concludes. Was. I'm so sorry.
It's all good. It's okay.
And that concludes chapter one. Commercial break. Right. So then after that date, you just stopped talking.
We just stopped talking.
Okay. And then
did you like me?
What do you mean?
At the date, on the first date, did you like
me? How did that go? Yeah.
Honestly,
yeah.
How did it go for you?
Because I was thinking, like, before, I was thinking, like, okay, this is so confusing. It's like, yes, and then it's no. So
yes, no.
At the same time, I was like, is it yes or is it no?
For what?
So that, like, date was kind of like a determining.
But she likes you.
Yeah. So
it's like a little test.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. So then what happened after that?
We stopped talking. Just friends. Just a podcast. And then
now
a rumor came out.
A pretty big one.
You should say it, Kayla, because I don't really know like how you got it.
So basically, like, everything was gone during this. Like, you guys stopped talking. there's basically, nothing really there. It was
mutual. Yeah.
And then a rumor, which is, you know, a rumor happened.
So, honestly, it wasn't even... I guess it was kind of before we stopped talking, too. I would hear, like, some things about you, and I was just kind of shrug it off. I was mm-hmm. like,
yeah,
you know, like, I don't know if it's true, so I'm just going to, you know,
mm-hmm.
not pay attention
what
to
What did
it.
You hear?
Well, what are these rumors?
What did you hear?
Oh, you know, like, oh, he's trying to get out, blah, 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 or something.
Okay.
I was like, okay. And then this was after, like, we stopped talking. And then, like... So people, I wouldn't necessarily expect this coming from them. Like, they would tell me things, and I was like, oh, like, why are you telling me? Like, aren't you close with him? I was kind of confused. But, and then, and I was thinking about it, too. They would tell me, like, oh, yeah, like, when you guys were talking, he was talking to, like, a bunch of other girls. And I was like, oh, okay, like, that's interesting. Like,
ooh.
And honestly, I was kind of surprised, but kind of not surprised. I'm so sorry. Because... I knew that before, or I from
what
other
have
people
what have you heard?
From other people.
Uh-huh.
I knew that, like, Mark, he would. I don't
talk to a lot of.
Yeah, exactly. Right? So
in middle school.
Oh, I don't know.
Or in first.
No, you had first a reputation.
I mean, freshman year.
You had a reputation of an F boy.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I was known as an F boy.
Exactly. So that's why I was kind of surprised, but, like, at the same time, I wasn't really. So yeah.
Mm.
That's what I heard.
How did you feel when you heard that? Did that sort of make you mad?
At first, I was just kind of like, damn, like...
I really got played.
Yeah, right? Exactly. I felt so stupid. I was like, oh my God. Did I really? Like, everybody knew, and I was the only
humiliated?
One clueless.
Did you feel humiliated?
I guess, in a way, yeah. So I just kind of felt blindsided. And then later, I got angry.
Oh, and you just got angry.
Yeah.
And then you told Thomas.
Oh, yeah. I told Thomas about Isaac. It, obviously.
How'd you feel about it?
Thomas was angry.
Obviously, I was angry because my girl Kayla, she deserves, you know, like, the best man possible. And, like, you know, Mark would come to me for advice and stuff. And, like, I honestly, like, thought, like, everything was going so well. You know, I was like, wow, you guys are so cute together.
Me too.
But I had him promise me that, like, he was going to treat her right. And so when I, like, heard about, like, oh, my God. No, it's just, like, I really am saying, like, a lot. Okay, anyway. When I heard the rumors that Mark was talking to a bunch of other girls when... he was talking to Kayla, that made me really upset, and I felt betrayed too, because, you know,
yeah,
I get you.
Isaac, you knew too, right?
Yeah, some people really close to Mark told me.
Ooh.
And I was surprised, because at first I heard it and I didn't really, like, believe it. I thought it was just, like, some dumb rumor. I like those girls who just talk about tea and shit.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, so someone just close to Mark, like, just told you about it.
They were talking about it, and it was not only one. It was,
was,
like,
it a guy or a girl?
And then,
yes, if it was a guy or a girl.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. And then they were telling me about it, and they told me other stuff, and they were, like, really close to him too. So I don't know. I had no choice but to believe it.
Ooh, interesting.
And his past history.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Did you feel mad, like Thomas, or were you just like, oh, that's not good.
That's not good.
Right. So then all this is happening.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know about it until then. Like, I did not know about that. And then what happened?
And then I didn't know there's, like, rumors going around about me about that. And then I've been noticing that you three, Kayla, Thomas, and Isaac, you've been quiet with me or distant with me. You guys were ignoring me or something like that.
There was, like, a tension.
There was a tension.
Yeah, I felt
an
that.
An obvious tension. And you felt it.
Mm-hmm.
I felt it.
That was obvious. Everybody, did you guys think you were slick it. About that? I've always wondered. Like, did you think?
Yeah. Well, I just knew that I didn't want to talk to him a lot anymore. Oh. Like, obviously, I knew we had the podcast.
Right.
So I had to interact with him, but I just wanted to limit that.
Mm-hmm. What about you two?
In a way, I kind of wanted him to know.
I
wanted him to know, like, I felt the tension, obviously,
yeah,
because I was basically the one who caused it. And Yeah, I guess I just wanted him to know that I was upset at him for doing my girl like dirty. Like, what?
So, yeah.
For me, I felt like at first I could see the I felt more tension from you because
from
like,
me
because you were like wary of everything that was going on.
Oh, you thought like, he was aware?
Yeah, so I was like, maybe I should just didn't talk at all.
Well, I wasn't aware of it until like a week into your guys' tension.
When was this? It was like around February or March?
Was it March?
I think it was.
Because February was when the rumors were.
Actually, I think I know exactly when this was. This was this was happening March 31st. Around March 31st.
We filmed a podcast during when there was this tension.
Yeah. You know?
It was weird. Maybe you can notice it.
I think the... you're so inconsiderate and forgiveness / inferiority.
Wait, March 31st. That's when this was happening.
Yeah. March,
I don't think so.
In March is when this was happening. Because we filmed You're So Inconsiderate and Forgiveness in March.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so... I started talking to Gael a lot more because I was confused. I was wondering, like, why is everybody ignoring me? I was concerned. And then we were making theories, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I told him, like, my point of view, like, what was happening. And then we try to, like...
Because I felt the tension, too.
Uh-huh.
Right.
We try to theorize, like, what was going on. Like, did Thomas do something wrong? Did you do something wrong, Gael?
Mm-hmm.
Did I do something wrong?
I remember that was happening, and then we were just kind of like, what did you do? Like, did something, like, because I noticed you, every time you were with us, you just kind of, like, went away, too. Like, when you know how we always used to meet during passing period?
Oh, yeah.
And you just kind of, like, we're like, oh, I got to go, guys. I'm going to be late. So then I remember you would always go off, and I was like, did he do something? Like, I noticed, like, you and Kayla... basically ignored each other and Isaac, right? And then I don't know about Thomas. I don't remember Thomas, but I remember Isaac and Kayla. No, it was Thomas and Kayla.
Uh-huh.
Isaac still talked to you.
Yeah. The Renaissance Fair.
Yeah.
That was also part of Renaissance Fair was the day where we talked. Where we finally talked about it.
The Renaissance Fair?
Yeah. When the day of the Renaissance Fair.
No, it wasn't.
Wasn't it?
No.
Are you sure?
Where we talked about, like, what was happening?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
It was.
I think it was, or, like, the day after or something.
It was either the day after or the... It was the day, because I remember
we filmed the podcast that day.
I remember...
It was that day.
I remember you wanted me to, like, come so badly, because I wasn't able to, because I had volleyball practice.
Yeah.
But then he forced me to come.
Okay.
I was wearing my I'm a Miller shirt.
Yeah, me too.
Are you? I don't remember that. Right. So, okay. Mark and I were making theories, like, what's wrong? Like, did he do something? And then we kind of started realizing, like, and then, like, you were like, I don't know, maybe, like, maybe things ended badly. Mm-hmm. Maybe she's mad at me. Yeah. And then I asked you, like, oh, did he do something? Like, what did he do? And you were like, no, I don't think so. And I was like, okay. And then we,
this was bad because, it's gotten to a point where, like, there's going to be two separate groups that would form in the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
It would be you three, and then it would be like...
Yeah, I remember.
I was scared, like, oh, shit. Like, am I going to be out of the podcast? Like, are you guys actually going to kick me out? Because you guys are, like, talking to me.
Right. Yeah.
I was like, scared of that.
The worst thing that could happen is when it's a group, and then it turns into subgroups and smaller groups until eventually it's down to two people, usually.
Uh-huh.
At least that's how I've seen it work. Mm-hmm. But then during this time... We had this field trip, right? And it was on a Friday. And I remember I really wanted Mark to come because I felt like before this, we had been spending a lot of time, us four, without Mark, because Mark had been busy and other stuff. So yeah. I felt like that was bad because it seemed to the point where it's always like, oh yeah, Mark's always busy, Mark's busy. And I was like, oh, that's not good. And there was also that tension. So it was like the more time we spend without him, the more we'll get used to it and just kind of, he'll start kind of fading out of the picture.
Yeah.
So I was like, Mark, you should really come. He's like, no, I got volleyball practice. Yeah. I was like, I don't know. I just had a feeling that he should really come because he had like, I don't know. It was just the gut feeling.
It was your intuition.
Yeah. Like this seems like this could be kind of like a breaking point.
Mm-hmm.
So then he was like, no, I can't go. But then eventually he was able to.
Yeah. volleyball practice ended.
Yeah, he managed to make it work. Mm-hmm. Was it that day that you were sweating and you were sitting there?
Yeah.
It was that day that we like all talked about.
I didn't
want
to like sit next to you guys because I was sweating and I was stinking. Stinky.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's irrelevant. Yeah. But so he came to the house. Did we record a podcast that day? We didn't, right?
No.
I think we just watched the movie.
It was Your Name. You watched Your Name. Kimi no Nawa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I had to like put that movie on so then everyone could get like in an emotional mood and try to talk about like, stuff.
Look at you.
I mean, it worked.
It did.
So we watched Your Name or Kimi no Nawa, if you guys know that movie. And then it's a pretty cute movie. Everybody was kind of like feeling a little emotional, maybe reminiscing on the past and relationships and love. So then I remember after that, I knew like if I didn't bring it up, because throughout this time, I didn't really know Kayla's side and I didn't know Mark's side because I didn't know what he had done. I didn't know what Kayla had done. So I was like in the middle. I was stuck in the middle and I was a little confused. And then Mark and I were like theorizing what could have happened, what happened. I was like, okay, if I don't bring it up and no one's going to bring it up, I'm just going to ignore it as long as possible. Hope it goes away. It's not going to go away. So it's either we bring it up, which was, of course, really uncomfortable.
Yeah,
but I mean, it's kind of what we had to do. So we sat down and I was like, so you guys got something to talk about? And Kayla's like, I knew it. Like, she knew.
I did. I knew it. Really? I knew that you're going to do it.
How?
Because I just know that that's just you, Kyle. I knew it. Because if somebody were to bring it up, like, it would be you.
It was going to happen eventually. So I had to bring it up. I was like, all right. What's been going on? Like, you and Mark, the tension, what's happening? That's when Kayla and Mark basically kind of figured it all out and realized everything that's happened. But the rumor, what ended up being the problem?
So people thought that I was talking to this one girl.
Or girls. I'm sorry. Clarify,
talking to multiple girls when I was talking to Kayla. And what I thought, or I mean, like, what I think was that I was denying that. Like, I was not talking to other girls while talking to Kayla. Like, that wouldn't make sense. I was really, really into Kayla like that. Like, Thomas knew. Like, I was so, like, paranoid about it because...
You were?
Yeah. I was confused. Like,
you're I don't... You little head over... Heels.
Head over heels.
Tunnel vision.
Oh.
Yeah. I was kind of like insecure about myself that, you know, maybe I'm not like the right man for Kayla because, you know, I just didn't have that confidence in me. That's why the rumors were kind of made me mad because it was a lie. And then we talked about it before, 3 days before.
Oh, yeah.
During PE. Oh, my God. During PE. And I thought everything was good. Like, I thought we sort that out. I said that I didn't talk to other girls. And you believed me?
Half and half.
Half and half.
Did you play it off?
I just told him, like, he was telling me, like, yeah, like, it's not true. And I was like, okay, then.
Mm. But then, next day, you found out, or, like, people told you.
I don't
you.
Know. I just, like, I would tell, obviously, Thomas, you know, and my input, obviously, and theirs. It just made it seem like it wasn't really genuine or it wasn't true.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But then, is it at that moment when we got evidence or so-called evidence?
Oh, yeah. So-called evidence.
This is important.
Mm-hmm. So, proceeds. Kayla, you were really mad, yes, right? At this point, like I remember Kayla was mad. Mark, when we were talking about it, Kayla was saying, like, yeah, I mean, people told me you were talking to other girls. You were talking to this girl.
And
you
it
asked
was, like,
them.
The fact that they were people that were not only close to you, but close to me too.
Mm-hmm.
That just made it more believable, like from my point of view.
So you thought it was true completely?
Yes.
Like, why would they lie to you, right?
Exactly. Yeah. No reason. There's no reason to lie.
So then they even gave you proof, which just made it
so-called
even like...
proof.
Yeah.
It's so-called. The DMs, my DMs. With,
the DMs.
Where did this one go? That was the proof.
Private messages, of course, of course. Mm-hmm. All right, so we're talking, we're kind of like... sorting things out. Like, Mark's mad, Kayla's mad, they're
we're
screaming
mad.
Everyone's
I'm not
mad
screaming.
You're screaming.
Mark's screaming a little. Kayla no a little. Kayla's a little more reserved but still angry, visibly angry.
People are crying
and
okay, not crying because of that.
Wait, so all right, hold up, don't get ahead of yourself.
Okay,
so all right, we're talking about this and then Kayla brings up, like, yeah, you know, I have proof of this. And then Mark's like, proof, like, this isn't true. How could you have proof, right?
Yeah, that's... Yeah, basically.
So then, Kayla, what is the proof that you presented to the jury?
Your Highness.
Your Highness. Oh, yeah, that's sweet.
Yeah, so basically it was just, like, a conversation, and they're, like, planning a date or something.
Yeah, it was me planning a date with this one other person.
While that's, you guys were, like, talking.
That's yeah, the...
Okay. So-called.
Yeah, yeah.
So-called. And this was, like, on Valentine's Day that you apparently you did this, right?
Apparently, yes.
Exactly. So apparently the day... February 14th, Valentine's Day. That day, you gave Kayla flowers and stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, you guys both knew you liked... Or that Mark liked you. Yeah. And, like, you liked him and stuff. But Kayla was mad because he heard a rumor that while this was happening, and while Mark was giving Kayla gifts, he was talking to someone else.
And I was planning a date with that person.
And he was planning, like, a date with, like, two girls at the same time, basically.
Two girls? Okay. I don't know about that.
Yeah. One girl.
One girl.
Or just
well, like, you. Like, including you.
Oh yeah.
So... Yeah, that's what you heard, right? And the DMs showed proof of that?
Yes.
So then...
So, okay, here's the thing. The girl herself, the one who was talking to Mark, she gave a date that, what is it, that intertwined?
That was on, like, the same...
On the same yeah, day it was with like, Kayla's.
It was, yeah, it was, like, yeah. The same time that you and Kayla were talking.
Uh-huh.
And obviously, like, why would that girl lie about... And then she sent
that, right?
She sent screenshots of the messages.
Mm-hmm.
But what we didn't know is that those messages, they were during that time.
Oh, they weren't.
But that girl said that you guys were talking during the time Kayla and you were talking.
Yeah.
So it was just overall really confusing.
Basically, it was false.
Yes.
Like, it wasn't true.
I showed her.
I guess she misunderstood.
Yeah.
Your intentions when you guys were talking, like, she saw it as you trying to be trying to get at her.
Wait, you did talk to her, right?
I did talk to her,
but this was after
the Kayla,
okay,
the Mayla, the Mark and Kayla. Yeah,
was it like right after you stopped liking Kayla, you start talking to another girl?
Yeah,
why?
Why? Okay, we're gonna get into
that. I kind of wonder that too. I mean, I knew that, like, obviously we weren't, you know,
a thing.
Well, no, we weren't, like, official, so it doesn't really, you know, but still, it's just like right after. Yeah, I was like, okay, like, I
know.
I guess
I know that's where I'm wrong, that I shouldn't have done that, but I guess I was just lonely.
Yeah, why did you, like, did you feel
I mean,
that
I guess,
like,
I just needed somebody. You know?
Thought you liked her, or, like, what happened? You just wanted
it, like, was just attention, the attention that I wanted.
You just liked having that rush of, like, oh, you're meeting someone new. Yeah, what might happen?
Like, the girl there I was talking to after Kayla gave the attention that I wanted. Not needed. Wanted.
And you think that's, like, with every girl? Like, Kayla, you think that's what it was?
No.
No?
No.
What made it different?
It was, I don't know. It was, it's weird because I just kind of, like, felt it. I just felt it.
Mm-hmm. And I remember we were talking about this and you told me about that. And I was like, oh, wait, so was that afterwards? You were like, yeah, that was afterwards. I was like, doesn't that seem kind of like an F-boy thing to do? But, like, you didn't see it, right?
No, yeah.
So, like, from your point of view, what did it seem like? Wait, first I want to see, like, your point of view. Like, to you, you just started liking Kayla, and then suddenly he doesn't like her, and now he's, like, someone else, right? Do you think that's, like, an F-boy thing? How do you see it as?
I mean, it was just weird because... He moved on surprisingly very quick. And it was, I don't know. That's it. Like, it seemed kind of odd because Mark was really into her. And then after, like, sorry, they kind of just stopped talking, he just moved on to another girl pretty quickly. So it was, strange. Mm. Kind of an F-boy thing to do.
Mm-hmm. I get it.
But I know you didn't see it as that.
It's just that I found it hard to move on, so I had to go look for somebody else to fulfill, you know, that void, you know.
Mm.
I was surprised how quick.
Yeah,
that was really fast, like less than a month, Mark.
So how do you, well, wait, do you guys think there should be, like, a set date? How do you
I don't figure out when it's right. It's just like,
is there, like, a cool down to 3 months?
I feel like if you're actually into that person, you would, you know, have some time, take some time to get over them and not just move on to another person. Because that just shows that
I think it's just really subjective, you know?
I'm sorry, what?
I think this might be subjective because
Well, it depends how fast the person moves
on. Exactly. Yeah. But even then, like, it was just very quick.
I was just confused.
Yeah.
I was confused. Because I didn't know, like, because how we ended was, it was weird because it just, like, out of nowhere. It just stopped. Yeah. And like I said, like I've been saying, like, I guess I just needed somebody, a rebound, if you could call it that.
But you just didn't see it, like, as an F-boy thing from your point of view.
Not really, because
you never really did anything or stuff like that.
I guess, like, my definition of, like, an F-boy is different from you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what I thought of an F-boy was when you try to play the girl because you think it's fun, or you just play them because you just want to hurt their feelings.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that was not my intention. I didn't mean to, like, hurt Kayla.
Mm-hmm. So during this time, if we go back to March when we're talking, Kayla shows, you know, the DMs, and then Mark, like, explains everything.
I showed him my DMs and it showed the date, and mm-hmm. like, the date was wrong. It was different from what the girl said.
Mm-hmm. So during this time, it was kind of like a moment. Like, they were wrong, you know, the rumors were false. Yeah. Mark was innocent, as stated. He was innocent. And then the whole point of this conversation is to kind of really show you what a rumor can do. Because up to this point, basically, like, Kayla, Thomas, and Isaac, like, wanted nothing to do with Mark. If you could, you would just avoid him. Like, you didn't want to talk to him, right?
Yes.
No.
Or Isaac, I don't know about you. No, how did you feel?
I still talk to him.
But you kind of, like, your image of him was...
Yeah, my image of him, like, went down. Like, my opinion of him, I respect him.
Yeah, respect. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we realized, like, oh, wow, it was completely false. They were wrong. And did you guys feel a little ashamed when you found that out? Or what did you feel like?
Yeah.
I felt so bad.
Yeah, I felt bad.
Mm. I just felt really bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I told Mark, obviously, I was sorry. Mm-hmm. I still am.
Because if you're going through rumors and stuff, you know, it could change your opinion of someone so quickly. Even if you try to ignore it, I think just hearing it will always make you wonder if it could be true.
Your tweet?
Mm-hmm. I did tweet
that. Did you see his tweet about the rumors?
No.
Oh, okay.
I tweeted, rumors are so dangerous because if they aren't true, you will still wonder in the back of your mind if maybe there's a chance that it is.
Uh-huh.
Right? And that's what's so dangerous about rumors and spreading gossip and all this tea and drama. Like, just like the James Charles and Tati situation, right? Like, Tati said all these things and stuff. She was like, there was this whole side everyone hated. He lost so many subscribers. His image was hurt, his brand. And then suddenly he makes, like, a comeback. And now we see his point of view, and now everyone's on his side again. So it really shows you how powerful rumors are, how damaging they could be. And even after that, would you guys say there's still, like, the slightest bit of wonder of maybe he did do something?
There wasn't any, like, wondering. Like, I completely disregarded that image of him after, like, he explained everything.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously there's still that tension, because you can't just make it disappear. It takes a little bit of time.
Yeah.
And obviously Mark and I are on good terms.
We're good? There's no more tension?
Of course we're good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But the damaging part is that it takes time. Like, even though, of course, that same day, even though we knew it was wrong, that wasn't, like, a rumor, I feel like there was still maybe some sort of doubt, but we kind of knew, like, it wasn't true. And it just takes time to kind of get rid of that tension and all that doubt towards someone. I remember Mark and I talked about all these things. And then I told Thomas about it. I was like, what do you think? And then Thomas, like, you were heavily on Kayla's side, right?
Of course. Mm-hmm.
Of course, of course.
Advocating for her. Yeah.
Thank you.
And I was on both Kayla and Mark's side.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember, Thomas, you were, like, getting very upset with me because I tried to believe Mark.
Yeah, because, I don't know, the evidence was just there. Like, and I don't know, just at the time, it just seemed impossible to not believe them, because everyone was saying it. There was evidence.
You thought I was, like, stupid for believing in Mark.
Yeah. I just felt like you were being biased, because you do have this history of just taking someone's side mm-hmm. just because, you know, you like them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Like, I don't know, you've done it so many times. Mm-hmm. And so I just thought it was another case of that. But then I realized it wasn't. And I admire you for trying to see his side.
I was so thankful for you, Gael.
Really?
Because you were, like, the only person I was really willing to, like, see my side. Mm. That's why I was so confused about you guys. Like, how come you guys never try to address the issue with me or like never ask me like, oh, is this true? You
just don't like confrontation.
Yeah, but it's important.
It wasn't my really place. Important. I
at school
I literally told Kayla, you know, if you give me permission, I'll do it.
Oh. Yeah, I didn't want Thomas to do it because I knew that he would get very angry yeah. and it would just be like this whole ordeal.
Yeah, that is one thing. Confrontation. You don't confrontation. You don't like it, right? You would have never
I would have just waited until the tension went away.
Wow. And then what would happen after the tension would go away?
Then it would be back to normal, but I would
no
still...
No more friendship.
No?
That's where it was going.
The tension would go away, but like...
Would you really forgive him?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I hope you learn from it because it could be really dangerous to not want to have those uncomfortable moments. I mean, I think it's going to hurt you more in the long run if you refuse to try to, you know, push yourself and get out of your comfort zone. Have that conversation you don't want to have. Those are the most important ones. And that's how, you know, change usually gets made. Like, personally, it was really awkward or tough and hard to bring everyone here. And everyone knows exactly what's going to happen. And even though it wasn't even my business, I still had to bring it up for you too. And sort of try to fix everything, try to bring everyone together again. Thomas, did you feel a little bonkers when you realized that, you know, there was more than one side?
What do you mean?
Because, like, what did you learn from it?
Yeah, did you learn from
it? Of course. I mean, I don't know. When we talk about, like, drama filled like bitches, like you're talking about me, like I'm in that category low key.
Really?
What?
Like, I don't know, like it's whoa. Not like, no, like I don't try to cause drama, but when there is drama
you get really biased.
Yeah, I do get biased. And so like, yeah, so when there's drama, like I don't cause the drama, I don't like to get involved in drama.
Uh-huh.
But when there is drama, I'm very interested. I would like to see it. Like,
well, I think,
but I don't know. It was just, yeah.
That's everyone, though. Everyone, yeah. Even oh, if okay, you don't well, like drama, I people guess. Are interested in it.
Yeah, but I'm not like trying to cause it.
Yeah,
you know,
of course not. I don't think you would do that. I did notice you were very biased. Like when we have, you know, little accidents and little incidents and dramas, you tend to favor your friends.
And so do you.
And yeah, that's what I've always been curious about because. I can be biased, I know that, but usually when it's something a little more serious and a little more important, recently I learned to try to look at both sides. You know, it's hard because even if I, like for this, like for example, if I were to look at Mark's side, it would seem biased because it would seem like I'm only going for Mark. But that's only because, you know, it seems like you guys have all this proof, all this evidence. And I mean, since I know Mark as a person, as a friend, I just didn't believe that he would do that intentionally because I don't think it doesn't make sense. Like, why would he try to purposely hurt his friend, our friend, and purposely hurt her? Like, that's not Mark, right? So that was kind of like the biggest issue I had with your side of the story. Like, it did not add up that Mark purposely tried to play Kayla and play with her feelings or hurt her. So that's why I might have been biased.
He purposely tried to.
No, no, no.
Just saying that it happened.
It happened. Yeah, that's why I was like, even if it wasn't on purpose, I feel like there has to be more than one side to it, which is important that you guys always look at both sides. But yeah, I mean, we wanted to talk about that. Kayla, how do you feel since you were a little scared at the beginning or nervous?
Scared to like say it?
Yeah, and talk about it.
Honestly, I just, because I guess in the beginning when Mark and I started like quote unquote talking, we said that we didn't want it on the podcast.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Yeah, so that's why to like now change it, I was kind of hesitant about it, but I just realized like, what's the big deal? Mm-hmm. Honestly, let them learn from our mistakes.
That's true.
So yeah. I hope you guys do take something.
Yeah,
from
I hope
this.
You take something from this because like save yourself.
Exactly.
If you have a friend, someone that you don't know why they're acting that way towards you. You don't know what's happening. And you have resentment towards them or anything. And you're just like, what did I do? You should talk to them about it. Get both sides of the story, because without those conversations, no change will ever happen. And, you know, if it's not them, then it has to be you that has that conversation.
Exactly. And confrontation, it doesn't necessarily have to be a bad thing. Mm-hmm. Maybe it has like the stigma around yeah. it, like confrontation. You're going to confront her, right? You know? But no, it can be a really good thing.
Mm-hmm. It can. That's our little tea. You guys have any other life lessons from our mistakes and our rumors?
They're going to start making like fan pages.
Fan pages.
For Mayla.
Mayla. Mayla.
Or Marla.
Marla.
Marla sounds better.
You know. Like
Marla. Where's the R?
I mean, Thomas, we told them, right? Like, Thomas, you used to ship Kayla and I in seventh grade. Okay.
So, I mean, yeah, just a quick little story. So, when I met Gael in seventh grade, obviously, you know, I liked him.
Aww.
And I didn't, but he was straight. So I didn't even, I don't know. It was
a straight boy?
Yeah, he was straight.
He likes straight boys.
And so JC. I would tease Gael about Kayla. I don't know. Like, started off as a joke.
Because we're both Mexican.
Yeah. Well, okay, no. But yeah, I mean, I just started shipping them. And then.
Our ship name was Gayla.
Yeah, Gayla. Yeah. Do not look at the hashtag.
Yeah, do not look at the hashtag. But hashtag Gayla. You think that's everything there is to talk about?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah? Isaac?
Yeah.
Okay. Hope you guys enjoyed this more serious episode, because we hadn't done one since like March. Mm-hmm. Ooh, it feels better. I definitely enjoyed it more than mm-hmm. talking about James Charles and YouTubers. It was more interesting. So hope you enjoyed it. You know, if you like this podcast, give us a rating on Apple Podcasts, because that helps us a lot. And as always, you continue to set the bar higher and higher with each episode. You have done it again. We would all really appreciate it if you told one friend about it. You know, I'm so sorry about the baby. I swear, you'll get to meet him at some point. We'll do like a video podcast
He's
with him.
He's not a baby. He's we'll interview a toddler.
Him. A toddler. We'll interview him. You know, Rachel, my girl Rachel, she told two friends about it, and now they both like the podcast. Her
Shout
influence.
Out to Rachel. She's yes. so sweet.
She is.
So sweet.
Her
sweet.
Influence, yeah. though, incredible. Like, she really does set the bar high. Like, woo.
We
also
have another shout out
who?
To Jessica.
Oh my God.
Jessica. Oh,
yes. You want to talk about that? Let's talk about that real quick.
So we went to a local festival.
Oh my
going
God,
on.
Isaac, you weren't here, so you don't know this.
Oh yeah. So we went to, you know, the local strawberry festival.
Mm-hmm.
And while we were there,
we were just standing.
Yeah, we were just standing. Gal and I were kind of in a not argument.
Bickering.
Yeah.
Bickering.
Yeah,
a little
bickering.
Bit. Just like, take pictures.
and then this girl comes up to us and then she says, oh, I listened to your podcast. And it was, I don't know, it was very surreal.
And she was like, hey guys, I just really listened to, I love your podcast. And I was like, thank you. Like, everyone, like, it was so funny. We were all like, oh, thank you so much.
Because that was like our first. Was it
random encounter?
Yeah,
for all
like,
of us
as a group. Yeah, mm-hmm. because we've like experienced it individually, or at least I have.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know, experiencing it like all together was pretty cool.
Isaac, we were so sad you weren't there. Like, it's always someone missing. You weren't there.
I know. It sucks.
But thank you. If you see us, approach us. Hopefully, we're not. Thomas and I aren't arguing and yelling, or else that'd be really awkward.
Okay.
Gotta be on our best behavior. So yeah, if you like the podcast, tell a friend. You could get our merch if you want to support us, get new mics and stuff, and get that coin. You could buy our beanie, which is so cute. I posted a picture of myself in it and I looked incredible. Which reminds me, I made a new account. So if you want to follow me on Instagram, GaioAtor.
Why did you make a new account?
To get rid of the followers, because my old page, it was a fan account for 21 Pilots. So I had like 19,000 followers, and they were all dead because they were like top related fans. Mm. So I just deleted that account. So GaioAtor, a new account, go follow it. Yeah, buy a beanie, teenagetherapy.com. Wow, these are some long announcements. This is usually not the case. But with that being said, thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed this. We hope you took something from it. And if you did, DM us and tell us about it. And we'll see you in the next episode. Bye.
Bye. Bye.